The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time
to catch a cheater.
Only on The Jubal Show.
Kat is on the phone today for To Catch a Cheater. She's been married to her husband for 5 years. His name is James. And this is, I mean, this is some pretty heavy stuff that Kat wants to talk about.
Uh-oh.
She definitely thinks that he might be cheating. It's different than any other War of the Roses is that we've done, though.
The cheating is different?
This whole situation is different, okay. And it's a big deal. Oh, very big deal.
Kat, what the heck's going on?
Kat, thank you for your email. Tell us what's going on. Why do you think your husband, James, of 5 years, is now cheating?
So we both decided that we wanted to lose a few pounds and want to join the gym and eat better and just have more energy. And since we started, it's we've been a lot better about things. Like, maybe James has a little bit more, but I think he's...
Wait, I'm sorry, Kat, to jump in. I'm getting really confused. So he's cheating on you, but you're working on your sexy. So where's the cheating?
We're doing this very strict diet plan, and I think he's cheating on his diet.
Okay.
Which is a big deal. If you've been in if you've been with a partner before, and you guys are doing a workout thing together or whatever, and you think they're cheating on it, that is a big deal, right?
It is a big deal, but I needed to understand what kind of cheating we were talking about before we proceeded here.
See?
So now
it's worse than if she was sleeping with somebody.
How dare he? So he's cheating on his diet. What makes you think that?
Every time that we go to eat, he always makes an excuse of he's not hungry or he doesn't feel like eating. It's just always an excuse why he doesn't want to eat.
So you think that he's eating somewhere else?
Yeah, I think he's cheating. Sorry, I'm hangry.
I understand that feeling.
When we go to work out together, he's always going later because he has to work. Then he disappears. I don't know. He goes away for hours. It's not he goes, I want to go work out, and comes back in an hour and a half. He goes to work out for 2.5 hours.
Okay. But he's not working out. She thinks he's eating. Does he look like he's gained weight? Or does he look like he's losing weight, I should say?
I don't know. It's kind of... Okay. It's weird because he says he's doing it, but I know he's not doing it.
Okay. So you want to catch him cheating on the diet plan that you guys are supposed to be being faithful to.
Somewhere else.
Yes, I do, actually.
All right.
I just need to know if he's slamming cookies. Like, yeah. I just want to know if he's secretly the cookie monster.
Look, I consider cheating to do anything that you wouldn't do in front of them that they wouldn't know about is cheating to me. So if he's cheating on this diet, I mean, he's going outside of your marriage. It might be for food, and it might be to breaking your little plan together, but still, it's dishonest,
to have these problems.
So how do you want us to catch him then? Normally, we call from the grocery store and, you know, offer flowers, but unless he's eating flowers, I don't know if that's going to work.
No. Let's do chocolate chip cookies.
Chocolate chip cookies? Yeah. Okay.
There is this place that before the diet, we were completely addicted to. It's called...
Okay.
But if you guys call him from there and tell him that he wants something, he'll be so excited. Like, it was like crack. Like, that, that place, anything in there is crack.
Okay.
So he would totally be happy for that.
All right. And it's a cookie place. It sounds like it's a cookie place, right?
It's so mean.
All right.
It's like all kinds of cookies. Okay, I'm going to get too much into that. I'm going to stop now.
Okay. All right.
We're all going to be cheating on you.
We'll call him and tell him that he's won some free cookies and see if he's excited to eat them, I guess.
Do it.
All right.
I want to see what happens.
We'll play a song, come back, and then call him and find out if he is cheating on your diet.
Yeah.
If he is, try to catch him next. It's the Jubal Show.
C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie. That's good enough for me.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes. I guess identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're just joining us for To Catch a Cheater, today's a little different.
Yeah.
Kat is on the phone. She thinks that her husband of 5 years, named James, might be cheating. on their diet because they started a workout plan.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem like he's sticking to it, but he swears he is. And so she wants us to see if he is by calling him up from the cookie place that they were going to before they started the diet and say that he's won free cookies and see if he accepts the offer and is excited to eat them.
Yum, yum, yum.
And then Kat will know and he'll be busted because still that's cheating on something in your relationship. All right, yeah. Kat, is there anything you want to say before we call him and try to catch him?
No, now I can only think about it's a cookie monster.
Yeah, right. I know, me too.
What kind of cookies are his favorite?
C is for cookie. That's good enough for me.
Go with chocolate chip. That's chocolate everybody's chip. Classic. Yeah, okay. Favorite. All right.
Okay. All right, here we go. I'm going to call him right now, and we'll see if he accepts the free cookies. And if he does, have at him. All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, this is Gorbin calling from and I was looking for James.
Yeah, this is James. What's going on?
James, how are you? You're one of our valued customers and a member of our rewards program. This is not a marketing call. Please don't hang up. Are you still there?
I'm still here, yes.
We are actually calling today because guess what?
What?
You are this month's big winner. Congratulations.
Okay, what did I win?
Every single month, we choose one valued customer who wins free cookies delivered straight to your doorstep from us. Just our way of saying thank you.
Really?
Yeah. It's an assortment of 48 cookies.
48 cookies?
And it's you get 12 of every single cookie that we have.
Wow.
You can also go all one cookie if you want. You can do all 48 choco chip if you want to. We're basically just our way of saying thank you. So whatever, yeah, 48 cookies free delivered straight to your doorstep. Thank you.
All right, I can give you guys my address and can I like attach a message to this?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Are you going to deliver them to someone else?
I am.
Oh, okay.
Send these.
Sure.
Yeah, I know exactly what I want to do with these.
Great. Okay. What would you want us to put on there? Because we can't put a card with it. Yeah.
Perfect. All right. I want you to write. I love you very much, my little cat.
My little cat. Okay.
Which is why I'm not falling for this. You've been cheating on your diet, too.
Oh. Wait a second.
What is happening right now?
I'm so confused.
James.
I could do all chocolate chip, huh?
Damn it. I mean, you really could, and there'd be enough to share. Hi, James.
So obviously, you know this is not the cookie place. I did a really bad job posing as a cookie person, too.
I knew it.
I mean, I believed you, but
you did? Okay.
I did.
I didn't believe you for a second.
Good morning, Jubal Show.
Good morning. You didn't believe that I was from the cookie shop, huh? James.
No. First of all, I listen to you guys all the time. And second of all, no way did I just randomly from win 48 cookies and I can do all chocolate chip.
Maybe that's where you blew it. All chocolate chip.
And then I don't know why 48 popped into my head. That was also bad. The whole thing was just really not, it wasn't a good sell, James. So, but anyway, you listen to the show, so you know your wife was trying to set you up.
I figured that one out, yeah.
But you said, James, that you think your wife is cheating on you. Kat, did you hear that part?
I did.
Are you cheating too?
Hi, honey. Sorry, I'm just listening back here.
A bunch of cookie monsters around here. What is going on?
Nice try, sweetie, but you got to get up pretty early in the morning to get one of those by me.
Okay, I do have to admit, I do have a stash of Girl Scout cookies hidden in the house. I'm sorry.
Whoa, wait, seriously? You have an actual stash of cookies? You've been cheating on the diet? Because I haven't been cheating on the diet. So I can't believe you're seriously cheating on the diet.
Oops. It's hard.
So this whole thing started with Kat wanting to catch you cheating, James. And it sounds like, James, you just caught her cheating on your diet.
Yeah, I can't believe this. We made a commitment, honey.
I'm so full.
This is the same as like regular cheating, right? Like if you're the one doing it, you're accusing the other person.
Right. Exactly, that's what it is.
100%.
So, even with cookies.
Can we like stop the diet because it's really hard. But, like, not all the way stop. Like, can we just, like, not be so strict about it? Because it's just, like, making me angry.
You are speaking my language. You are speaking my language right now because I have to come clean with something. I have been on occasion stopping sometimes at a Wendy's for a Frosty.
So yeah. Both of you guys have been cheating on the diet.
Open marriage.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, you guys are freaks when it comes to food.
It's hard.
It's just a little treat. It's just a little something. You know, you're hot after the workout. It cools down. Yeah. It's great. How about this, honey? On my way home, I'll make a quick stop and pick something up and bring home a little surprise.
Oh.
Yes, please, and thank you.
I mean, what wife wouldn't say yes to that, right? Well, I'm glad you guys got it figured out. Yeah. Kat, I'm glad you found out that he kind of was cheating on the diet. And James, I'm glad you found out that she was also cheating on the diet. And I'm glad you guys can invite another food item into the house this evening with you guys.
Thanks, guys.
I think this is only going to make our marriage stronger.
I do, too.
Sounds like it.
The Jubal Show's To Catch a Cheater.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.